I don't know if I've told you guys this story. If some of you have heard this story, then close your ears, because I'm going to tell it to the one of those of you who have. How many in this room have ever been ice fishing? Oh, there's two or three. Well, I'm from New Mexico, and I had never been ice fishing. And I was up in Canada shooting a movie, and these Canadians decided they were going to take me. They knew that I loved to fish, so they decided they were going to take me ice fishing. And let me tell you something about ice fishing. Just right off the bat, it's cold. I mean, it's really cold. And so they got me up there. And I'll tell you something else. I think that those guys up there, I think they use it just as an excuse to go out there and drink that liquor, you know. Because most of the guys, they didn't care if they got their line in the water or not, you know, as long as they were drinking. So anyway, they took me out to this place, and I have never been so cold in my life. And the other thing that they do is the bait that they use is the most god-awful stinking stuff I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you can't get it within 3 feet of your face, and it freezes up on you, so you have to do something to keep it malleable, to get it soft. So I'm not lying. A couple of the guys put it under their armpit.
No.
Boy, I couldn't do that. One guy, I mean, this guy was really hardcore. He did it like this. Oh, man. Anyway, I couldn't do that. So I cut the hole in the ice, and I'm trying to get this bait on there, and I couldn't. So it's frozen, and I'm trying to force it on the hook, and I can't see very well, and it spills off. It took me about 5 or 10 minutes to get it on there. Finally, I get it on, and just as I'm lowering it down through the, I hear this big voice, coming from up there someplace, and it said, "There are no fish under the ice." A big mellifluous voice coming from up there like that. Now, I'm not a very religious man, and I'm just not. So I said, nah, couldn't be. So I'm lowering it back down, and the voice says, "I said, there are no fish under the ice." Well, religious or not, I was pretty close to the ice. So I just slipped on down to my knees, and I clasped my hands, and I said, "Is that you, Lord?" And he said, "No, it's the skating rink manager."